For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. An enterprise man has been found guilty of manslaughter from a 2019 nightclub death. Court records say Emmanuel Key was convicted in the shooting death of security guard Stevie Franklin during a fight at the Daleville Lounge. Key was on the run for 3 weeks after the initial shooting. He faces up to 20 years in prison. The Alabama Victim Notification System will alert concerned citizens when criminals are up for parole, released, or have a change in their custody status. Nearly 2,000 Alabamians have already registered to receive notifications. More info is available at victims.alabama.gov. Open tryouts for the Dothan United Dragons were held at Rip Hughes Stadium this weekend. More than 50 prospective players tried out for around 8 open spots on the team. 18 players who've already been signed will arrive in Dothan next month. The first match against Southern Soccer Academy is set for May 15th. The Enterprise Fire Department has received $11,000 in grant funds to help further fire education. The money comes from the Alabama Power Foundation, and Fire Chief Chris Davis says it'll go to buy an inflatable fire safety training house with updated training techniques. The new student and adult training tool will go to schools and other community events in the city. A newly signed law requires public education teachers to post classroom curriculum online. Governor Kay Ivey signed SB 4, or the Parents' Right to Know Bill, late last week. Supporters say it gives parents a better idea of what their kids are learning in school. The next American Idol could be from the Wiregrass. On Sunday, Kinston High School Bulldogs quarterback Brant McCullough scored big on auditions for American Idol Season 22, earning a golden ticket to continue on to the next round. Friends and family encouraged Brant to try out after a TikTok video of him singing went viral. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.